Welcome to Bookshelf, bringing you stories of local literary luminaries and some great books to read. My name is Raina Menashe, and I'll be your host for this segment. Today I'm interviewing Dr. Zore Garamani. My guest is the author of the novels The Moon Daughter, Sky of Red Poppies, which was translated into French and Persian, and The Commiserator, which is in Persian. Her work has received awards from the California Stories, KPBS One Book, One San Diego, and San Diego Book Awards. In addition, she has participated in a number of anthologies, including Tremors, New Fiction by Iranian American Writers, A Year in Ink, and The Poetry of Iranian Women. Welcome, Dr. Garamani. It's a pleasure having you on our show.
Thank you, and please call me Zoe.
Okay. Welcome, Zoe. Let's start with your new novel, The Moon Daughter. Give us a little teaser about this book, what motivated you to write it.
My first book, which you spoke of, had answered a lot of social, maybe some political questions, and altogether it was a glimpse into the past 40 years of Iran. So its success, surprising and thrilling as it was, would not guarantee that people necessarily like my writing. So obviously I was nervous about my second book because this one is purely fiction.
Sure.
But I will always want to write what I know more than other people know about, or what we say that in writing, as you know, write what you know best. And what I know best will always have a touch of Persian culture in it, because it was Iran where I was born and raised. And even though I have lived 40 years here, mm-hmm. my Iranian-ness will always be there, as you can hear it in my voice and accent. So this book is about a mother and a daughter. I always give my books a universal theme so readers of all walks of life can find something to relate to. And I wrote about an immigrant mother who, mm-hmm. her story is the first part of the book, and it's told in third person. And then I flip the coin and tell the rest of the story from the daughter's point of view, who is a lawyer, American raised, and very much an American.
Right.
So in that way, I have achieved two goals. One is to introduce part of the culture and the cultural differences, and also to bring it full circle to a resolution of what may or may not happen to immigrant families. And it is a universal story in that, in this story, the woman is Iranian, but we are a society of mixed cultures. And often that mixed culture presents a problem between parents and their
yes.
children.
Yes.
So that story is touched on. And it's about women's rights in the Middle East.
And those really are universal themes, aren't they?
Exactly.
Your award-winning novel, Sky of Red Poppies, is about two girls coming of age in Iran during the 60s. Talk a little bit about the social differences in Iran that you shared through your book.
For those who are familiar with the book, they know I have tried to make my pen into a camera and go back to 40 years of life there. And like every society, there are many differences culturally, not so much cultural, but economically, religiously, politically. There are differences. Yet one thing that we all shared was that we went to an all-girls school where you were required to wear a denim uniform. Mm-hmm. And once everybody wears that uniform, those social classes are masked.
Right.
It was only after school where these two friends show how different they are. One comes from a fundamental religious family. She's an activist. She's an intellectual. And the other one is an ordinary girl like I am, who just gets educated and her family is well-to-do and they can send her abroad, and she ends up abroad and never gets involved in anything. So then the one who is not involved tells the story of the one who was involved. And then it comes again full circle after 40 years into the story of a friendship and its redeeming powers.
Sounds like very optimistic themes.
I never lose hope. And even though there are sad parts of it, there's always hope.
Well, I know, obviously, immigration and the experiences, the generational changes, and friendship are big themes for you. I guess that's why you've been called the voice of the Iranian-American diaspora. What does that phrase mean to you, and how does it drive your work?
I'm glad to hear this. I had never heard people call me that.
I read it.
I have heard many other voices who are much stronger voices in diaspora, but maybe I am the naive voice in diaspora because I have never been involved in any activities. I've never had a clear political view. But I believe that this country is, rather than being a melting pot, it is a collage. Nobody really melts.
Right.
People keep their identities and come together in the most beautiful way and create a society that is unique. Each person brings their good traits into it and tries to shed the traits that are not so desirable. And that makes us a better society. So my gift, my 2 cents worth of this being part of this collage and being for the past 40 years included in this beautiful society, my gift to it is to represent my culture in the best way that I know.
And how have you changed during this process, this 40-year process? I mean, how is your cultural beliefs or your identity changed?
When I moved here in 75, I knew it was for good. That was years before any revolution had happened in Iran, years before restrictions were imposed on women. And I had to sit down and think, if this is where I am going to live for the rest of my life, I might as well blend in with the society. So I accepted the American culture right from day one.
Wow.
And never argued. I bragged about the fact that I make one of the best apple pies you could taste. rather than force my own culture on my children, I raised 3 of the best Americans I know, and they each in their own field are an asset to their society. And 2 of them don't even understand or speak a word of Persian, but that is not their duty to do. If they want to do it, they can always do it, and I'll be happy to help them. But that is my language, my culture, and they can only pick it up if they want to. I will not push it at them.
Is there anything that you miss the most about your culture?
There's a lot. There's, above everything else, the unconditional love that I received while I lived in Iran, and I will never receive it anywhere else. And I have friends of all walks of society, but sometimes when it's put to test, I see that we Iranians are a bit crazy about friendship. We just go that extra mile. And I miss being surrounded by people who would go that extra mile. I do miss being recognized, being known in my small town.
It's having a smaller society.
Exactly. Well, even if it's not small, once you do something good, you're a good student or you're a good writer, you become known by people.
Okay.
Here, everybody is living their own lives and it's more private.
The individualism.
Individualism. I don't even know some of my neighbors, and I've lived on the same dead-end street for 14 years. So if this was back in Iran, I would have been friends with most of them. We would know each other, maybe by first name, you know. And I do have very good neighbors that I do know. I'm not saying that everyone is like that. But that intimacy is what I miss the most. And the emotional, poetic way that they speak from day to day, even on an everyday, even an illiterate person knows hundreds of verses by heart. That I miss very much.
Interesting. So that brings me to my next question, which is about the Iranian-American community in San Diego. Is there a strong community as such, and how do you participate in it?
There's a very strong community. I believe the last someone told me there are 68,000 Iranian-Americans in San Diego. And there are many wonderful organizations. There's the Persian Cultural Center. There's the House of Iran in Balboa Park. There's the Association of Iranian Professionals, numerous societies. And while I am a member of some of those and help here and there when I am asked to help, I am not 100% active in any of those because I have so many other volunteer works. I am much more diligent about being a friend of the Central Library than I am as a member of the PCC. So I do consider this my general big society, my big community, rather than focus on a smaller group just because we came from the same country.
I understand. Let's move to Sky of Red Poppies, which I know is on the reading list of many high schools and colleges. You've also had hundreds of articles and short stories appearing in U.S. and foreign publications. You've been successful. To what do you attribute your success, and do you have any advice for all those scribblers out there listening?
Yes. I, first of all, it is true that luck has a lot to do with it. I owe my success to the San Diego readers. I could have published this book in while I lived in Chicago, and none of this may have happened. There's a certain warmth and certain thirst for culture and knowing more among San Diegans that I've never seen anywhere else.
Really?
And I also was lucky that apparently my book, as soon as it came out, fell in the right hands and was represented by the right readers. So a lot of it has to do with luck. I'm not going to, even after 3 years, I am not going to let it get into my head to say, hey, here I am, the great writer they discovered. No, here I am, the lucky writer who was discovered. And I do hope more and more of my colleagues will be discovered in the same way, and I wish them well. But my advice would be never give up. Never, ever give up, because you're the one who brings the success about.
That's wonderful advice. Just one brief question to finish up. What are you writing next?
My next novel is titled The Basement. When I wrote Sky of Red Poppies, people asked me if there was a sequel to it. And I said no, because that story ended. It's that duration of time when major changes happen. And then I read The Help, which is about the domestic help. And I thought, oh my God, is there a story about the domestic help in Iran? Oh. So this, I play with the word basement because not only did the staff live in the basement of the house, but they were the foundation of the many of the changes to come. So the word basement appealed to me. And in there, you will meet a lot of the characters that you have already met in Sky of Red Poppies.
And when will this book come out?
I hope by the end of the year, but you know how it is.
That's right. Well, we'll look forward to it. Our time is up, Zoe, but thank you again for joining us.
Thank you so much for inviting me. It's been a pleasure, and I'm so glad to tell you that the blurb that East County Magazine wrote, something that East County Magazine wrote in their review, Dennis Moore wrote that, now appears on the back cover of the French edition of my book.
Yeah, that's wonderful. Well, thank you again. And for more information on Zoe Garamani and her work, please visit our website at www.zoegharamani.com. And let me spell that. It's Zoegharamani. Again, this is Raina Menashe, and you have been listening to East County Magazine's Bookshelf, bringing you stories of local literary luminaries and some great books to read.